Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm excited for our lesson today. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we are at Herb's house here, great coffee shop, doing God's work here.
Kent. Absolutely.
And so we're in Genesis 22, verse 9, and the title of this is, very simply, it's just The Right Place. And so I want to begin by reading the verse, and I think you'll understand why I've entitled it this. It's the account of Abraham being called by God to sacrifice his son Isaac upon the altar. And so we read, then they came to the place. You see that there? The place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Kent, there are a lot of words that just leap off the page in this verse that I just read, but the one that really captures my eye is the word place. They came to the place of which God had told him. There was a specific place where he was to carry out God's will for his life, to offer his son Isaac upon the altar, and he has already told us what this place is. It was earlier in verse 2 when God said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there. Mount Moriah is where Jerusalem is built. And at the center of Jerusalem is where the temple was built. And it's where the sacrifices would be made. At this time, God has not yet developed the sacrificial system that we read about in the book of Exodus and Leviticus. But what God is saying here is really a foreshadowing of the ultimate sacrifice that would be given upon the cross when God laid his son upon that cross to die. But I think what we really need to take from this, Kent, is how intentional God is. That God is a God of order, that God has planned our steps, and there is a specific place in which we live our Christian life. You and I live in Dallas, Texas, and it's God's sovereign will that we be here and that we serve Him here. There was a specific place where you and I were born. There will be a specific place one day where you and I will die. But God has so ordered the affairs of providence that he has orchestrated the steps of Abraham that he is to take his son Isaac and go to this one place. He was not to go to Egypt. He was not to go to Babylon. He was not to go to Assyria. However, those kingdoms would eventually be established in those lands. Of course, Egypt was already well established. But it just tells us how, in God's leadership in our lives, there's a reason why we find ourselves where we are. And God's will, and really God's blessing, accompanies us being in the designated place, in the right place. So, Kent, we want to talk about this, but I'm just really captivated by what I read here, that God is so in charge of the affairs of this world that as His will is being carried out, it's not to be carried out just any old place. But there are specific places at specific times where God will have us serve Him and be. And for Abraham, it was the land of Moriah where he is to offer his son Isaac. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
So you said, Steve, that this was eventually where Jerusalem would be,
mm-hmm,
and the temple would be built. How many years then prior, approximately, did this happen before?
Well, Abraham goes back some, I think it's 4,000 years before the coming of Christ. I could be off and be really corrected if it's 3,000 or 4,000. David was 2,000 years before the coming of Christ. And, of course, we're 2,000 years on this side of the cross. So I may be off just a little bit. You're kind of putting me on the spot here, Kent.
That's my job.
you're doing very good. No, I've got plenty of people fulfilling that job.
Yes, exactly. So, Steve, let's talk a little bit more about the significance of, and I know our viewing audience is probably thinking this, what is the significance that he would be where the temple would be built? Just, I know it's obvious to some, but what does that mean?
Yeah, well, where the temple would be built is where the Holy of Holies was inside the temple. And that was on the Day of Atonement. That's where the sacrifice was to be made. And it was all really a foreshadowing of the death of Christ upon the cross, just outside the city limits of Jerusalem. Hebrews 13 tells us he was crucified outside the camp, outside the city. And so all of this was intentionally pointing to the future and the coming of the greater son of Abraham, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the lineage of Abraham. He would be born of the nation Israel. Christ would be. And Abraham is the father of the nation Israel. So, it just shows how God called Abram out of the Ur of Chaldees and led him to this land that is now known as the Promised Land. And very specifically, that's where Abraham was to go. And he wasn't to go to Europe. He wasn't to go to Asia Minor. He wasn't to come down to Africa. He was to come to the Promised Land. And, of course, he would eventually make a short journey out. But, nevertheless, it was here in this land that he would offer his son, Isaac, upon the altar. Again, showing that Christ would be born in this very same land of Bethlehem and would grow up in Nazareth of Galilee and would be crucified in Jerusalem on Mount Calvary. And God had a specific place for all of this. And as a young baby, Jesus would be taken out of the Promised Land down to Egypt to escape Herod, who was having all the baby boys 2 years old and younger put to death. So God was just intimately involved, geographically even, in the will, his will for his son, Jesus Christ.
And I think what that really does apply to us, because he's involved geographically, specifically with us too. And maybe you speak to that, but I know in your own life, I've known you for a long time, you were geographically in a different space for a long time, place, and then God brought you here.
Mm-hmm.
And you might speak about it, because we had no idea all of the ministry that would end up taking place. We couldn't even comprehend what God would do, and he wanted you here. So I think if we could, the last minute or so, you might say, explain a little bit how God brought you here, how he's using you, and how God uses our viewing audience where they are.
Yeah. Well, Kent, I was serving the Lord in Alabama, in Mobile, Alabama, and for various reasons that became very apparent to me, I strongly believed that God was calling me out of that place to come here to Dallas. I had no idea of really hardly anything that the future would hold. I had barely started a tiny little ministry, One Passion, but I had no idea the doors that would open up for me. And interestingly enough, Kent, you know, it's really... most of it has been connected to you and God using you in my life to provide a platform for ministry, even as we sit here for this broadcast. And I can relate to Abraham being called to a land that was foreign to him, that he did not know. But the blessing of God would be awaiting him in that place. And I realized that I needed to change location and change ministry. And as I did and stepped out by faith.
It wasn't easy, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't easy. And even once I got here, everything didn't immediately fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like maybe I had made a foolish decision.
Mm-hmm.
But through persevering and God using you and other people, there have been circles of ministry that have opened up. And I'm so glad I did not stay in the previous geographic place where I was, that it was here that God would pinpoint his blessing upon me so that he could work through me to so many other people.
Exactly.
And so now, Kent, I mean, we'll in two mornings we'll have the men's Bible study here. It'll be broadcast, and people watch it all around the planet, really. It's across the street that I now preach in a church that really God used you to help establish. And there's just so many great outlets for ministry that have come in this specific place. So that's why this word place
really has
captured my eye, and I can relate to it.
So for those listening, they've got a place where they are specifically. Can you just close by telling them how important it is?
Well, you've got to be where the Lord wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to, and he's planted you right now in a specific place. And until he moves you, you need to be all in where you are. It was Jim Elliot, the great missionary, who once said, wherever you are, be all there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't be in one place and be daydreaming about being in another place. And so wherever God has placed you, that's where you need to pour your heart and soul into to minister for the Lord. And you can discern God's will, and there may come a time when he will move you to another location, and if that is so, God will be waiting for you once you arrive there. In fact, he'll travel with you, and he will continue his work in you there. So, be encouraged as you are planted in a specific place right now. It may be a difficult place. It may be a hard time for you, but God's blessing will accompany wherever it is he has rooted you and grounded you in his will. Well, may the Lord's blessing be upon you as you serve him right where you are. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.